From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo has appealed to aides to take heed of technological developments in healthcare in the national development planning. President Jokowi stated at the opening of the meeting on national development planning in 2021, held virtually from the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, healthcare technology had developed at a rapid pace and was not restricted to medical diagnosis and distance consultation. The president noted that the COVID-19 pandemic had expedited the application of technology in the field of education at a time when distance learning has become a necessity. Therefore, Jokowi believes expenditure on technology should be treated as investment that would offer benefits to the public and state, and considering the efficiency and contribution to the development of domestic technology. National Development Planning Minister Suharto Monoarfa has projected Indonesia's economy to contract 0.6 to 0.9% year-on-year in the first quarter of 2021 on account of the COVID-19 pandemic. The minister affirmed at a National Development Planning Meeting 2021 in Jakarta on Tuesday, efforts to recover the economy from the pandemic's fallout can be bolstered in the second quarter when the number of COVID-19 cases can be brought under control. Therefore, the national economy is projected to recover and grow positively in the second quarter. Monoarfa, concurrently chief of the National Development Planning Agency or BAPENAS, noted development of the Chinese economy in the past year had set an example for economic improvement. Meanwhile, Indonesia's COVID-19 caseload has continued to decline through several provinces such as Bengkulu, Jambi, Bangka Belitung, Riau Islands, and Riau have witnessed a rise in the number of new cases. Hence, he appealed to the public to remain vigilant and follow health protocols to avoid the surfacing of new clusters of COVID-19. Chinese Navy ships have arrived off Bali to help haul up a submarine that sank last month, killing 53 crew, the Indonesian Navy said Tuesday as it gear up for a deep-sea salvage operation. The help arrived after other foreign ships from Australia, Singapore, and Malaysia left the archipelago, having assisted authorities in finding the stricken vessel. Two Chinese salvage ships were on standby in waters off Bali, while a third was expected to arrive later. The Indonesian Navy said that Chinese Navy officials in Bali were helping to examine data collected on the submarine. All three salvage ships and dive up to 4,500 meters deep. Indonesian Navy said Beijing's ambassador to the country had offered the help to Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto. The offer was welcomed by the Indonesian government. Now we move to the international news. Japan has begun providing the Philippine military with life-saving equipment adopted by the Self-Defense Forces, Defense and Foreign Ministry officials have said, making it the first time that Tokyo has offered SDF equipment to a foreign armed force using the official development assistance. The supply of the equipment, also available for civilian use, is intended to strengthen defense ties with the Philippines as the two countries are faced with China's assertive claims in the East and South China Seas. The aid was made possible following Japan's policy shift in its 2015 foreign aid charter that enabled the government to use ODA to support foreign armed forces in non-combat areas such as disaster relief, infrastructure building, and Coast Guard activities. Foreign ministers of the Group of Seven industrialized nations started a three-day meeting Monday in London, focusing on ways to achieve a free and open Indo-Pacific and on action to curb the coronavirus pandemic. The gathering is expected to showcase the unity of democratic nations in dealing with global issues. Britain, which holds the rotating G7 presidency this year, is seeking to strengthen ties with countries outside the European Union in pursuit of its Global Britain initiative following its exit from what is now the 27-nation bloc. The G7 groups Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States, as well as the European Union. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, or OHCHR, expressed concerns on Tuesday over Colombian police using excessive force against a peaceful protest in the city of Cali, urging for calm ahead of another rally. Residents of Cali have been protesting since last Wednesday against an increase in gas prices and utility bills as part of a state-proposed tax reform. OHCHR spokeswoman Marta Hurtado said in a statement that OHCHR was deeply alarmed by police firing at protesters overnight Tuesday and expressed its profound shock over multiple casualties. The UN agency has been notified of at least 14 deaths, including one officer, since the start of the protests, the majority of which have been peaceful so far. We end the news with a deadline for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to form a new government was set to expire at midnight in Israel, with no sign on Tuesday that the country's longest-serving leader could break more than 2 years of political deadlock. If Netanyahu falls to pull off any last-minute surprise by midnight, President Reuven Rivlin can assign the coalition-building task to another member of parliament. Much of the political deadlock stems from Netanyahu's legal troubles, with some prospective allies pledging they would not serve under a prime minister who is on trial. Should a new nominee tapped by Rivlin fail to put together a coalition within 28 days, the president can ask parliament to agree a candidate within 3 weeks. If it cannot, Israel will hold another election. Well, listener, that was the news.
Oh. After the Asian summit in Jakarta, the situation in Myanmar did not show any improvement. Attacks between the military and anti-coup groups have even tended to increase. The mass media in Myanmar is also polarized between the military junta media, the anti-coup media, and the media that contains information about the various violence that occurred. A few days after the Asian summit discussed Myanmar's crisis following the military coup, the atmospheres in several regions there become increasingly tense. The bomb that exploded in the residential area made people even more afraid and worried. Local media reported that a parcel bomb exploded in the West Bago area that killed, among others, a former member of parliament who supported Aung San Suu Kyi. 5 people, including policemen, were reportedly killed in the explosion that happened on Monday, May 3rd. Naturally, people are increasingly fearful because neither party feels responsible for the bomb explosion that occurred more than once. Ethnic armed resistance groups supporting the demonstrators have begun to step up the attacks on Myanmar's military. Along with that came attacks from unknown parties of Myanmar, air bases and military bases. The situation became increasingly unclear due to confusing news and information. The domination of news from the military is countered by the reporting of the opposing parties. Meanwhile, provoking information appears, which is only reporting acts of violence. The closures of the media supporting the resistance actions and the blocking of the internet and social media did not solve the problem or stop the resistance. The people of Myanmar lived in uncertainty due to the military coup. If the situation gets more chaotic and out of control, there is great concern that there will be civil war in that country. In fact, the commitment to carry out the results of the Asian summit in Jakarta recently is very important to be realized, especially by the military junta's government. The presence of the Myanmar senior general then should not be used by the military junta only to legitimize its existence and actions. The points of the summit results in Jakarta need to be realized immediately. Asian leaders can and need to take further steps to prevent a civil war in Myanmar. The country is a member of ASEAN. Myanmar's increasingly chaotic situation will certainly have an impact on the existence of ASEAN and other member countries.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on May 5, 1944, when Mahatma Gandhi was released from prison. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, or better known as Mahatma Gandhi, is a spiritual leader and politician from India. Gandhi was a major figure in the Indian independence movement. In his struggle, Gandhi promoted a non-violent movement. He played a key role in the process of India's independence from British colonization and inspired the people in other British colonies to fight for independence and form the Commonwealth. His activities made him repeatedly imprisoned. Gandhi was last imprisoned at Aga Khan Palace on August 9, 1942, until his release on May 5, 1944. Moving on to an event on May 5, 2004, when the former Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Abdul Mukti Ali, passed away. Professor Dr. Haji Abdul Mukti Ali served as the Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs from 1971 to 1978 during President Suharto's administration. He was well known as an expert on comparative religions who put a framework of harmony between religious believers in Indonesia in accordance with the principle of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or unity in diversity. He often used the term agree on differences. He was also well known as a Muslim scholar who was prominent as a reformer of Islamic thought in Indonesia. We end Today in History with May 5, 2007, when Kenya Airways Flight 507 crashed. Kenya Airways Flight 507, flying from Douala, Cameroon to Nairobi, Kenya, crashed near the town of Lolodorf, about 160 kilometers southeast of the coastal city of Douala, southern Cameroon, on May 5, 2007. The plane was carrying 105 passengers and 9 crew members. Kenya Airways said the passengers came from 26 countries. This accident killed all passengers and crew members. The results of the investigation stated the accident was caused by a pilot error who still decided to take off despite the very bad weather. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, izinkan ku dekatkan. berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku, izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, released by IHS Markit, reached 54.6 in April 2021. It rose significantly compared to March with 53.2. This index showed that the industry sector is expanding. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita in a written statement on Monday said the non-oil and gas processing industry sector is still the driver of the national economy. Therefore, it requires more attention to increase its performance. Agus Gumiwang said, for two consecutive months, Indonesian manufacturing PMI broke the highest record. Also, the business condition has strengthened in the last 6 months and been expanding their business. According to Agus Gumiwang, Indonesian industry players rose again. It is because in last year of April, the PMI fell to the lowest point, namely 27.5. Indonesian manufacturing PMI in the expansive level is an indicator that the economy is improving further. This trend also showed the trust of the business and industry sector towards the government policy that was seen as on the track. Agus Gumiwang therefore thanked the industry players who keenly kept their business going. According to the minister, this will bring a double and wide effect for the economy, from employment and foreign exchange earnings. Responding to the Indonesian manufacturing PMI in April, Economics Director of IHS Markit, Andrew Harker, said the company recorded the output, new demand and purchases increasing in a whole new level in the 10-year survey period. Meanwhile, new export demand also grows after a 16-month decrease. New business also experienced substantial expansion and was the fastest since the survey began in April 2011. The company often mentioned improvement on customer demand. Moreover, total new demand was encouraged by the return of new business from abroad. Then, there was also a record in purchasing activity because companies are responding to incoming new demands. Meanwhile, the shipping from supplier in general did not change in April, indicating disturbance in the supply chain is decreasing.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi, jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuk pergi dariku, walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku, walau hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa
aku di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku, hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Do you know that there is Kelapa Island in the Seribu Island or Thousand Islands? If you are busy with routine work every day and you need a short vacation, it looks like you don't need to go farther outside Jakarta or even outside the island, because in fact, Jakarta has a very beautiful view, namely Kelapa Island. Indeed, compared to other islands, the name Kelapa Islands is not well known, even often drowning with other islands' destinations. But what you should know is that the beauty of Kelapa Island continues to offer a million of its charms. Kelapa Islands is one of the inhabited islands, so if one arrives at this island, he or she will immediately be greeted by the friendly people here. Kelapa Island in the Seribu Island is indeed quite unique because many Bugis people inhabit Kelapa Island. The Bugis people came from the island of Sulawesi who transmigrated long time ago. Having an area of approximately 13 hectares, this island is amazing to visit its beautiful panorama. It has clear blue sea water. The white expanse of white sand beach combined with coral reef becomes a dish of beauty that may amaze and spoil your eyes. As the name implies, Klapa Island has so many coconut trees lined up, adding to the beautiful view of this island. You can use various kinds of cool spots on Klapa Island to take selfies. In addition, on Klapa Island, there is also a turtle breeding ground, which is often used to educate marine animals. Usually, visitors come to Klapa Island in the afternoon and enjoy the beautiful sunset first, accompanied by a variety of seafood typical of Klapa Island. To go to Klapa Island in the Seribu Island, you can travel from Pramuka Island with a distance of approximately 30 minutes by speedboat. The location of Klapa Island is not far from other islands, so after returning from Klapa Island, you can explore other islands or enjoy all day long on Klapa Island. If you only want to have a vacation on Klapa Island, you can also go straight from Kaliadem Harbor in Muara Angke, North Jakarta. The exit via Muara Angke to Klapa Island is also often used by those who want to go directly to Klapa Island. So, it is quite easy to go to this beautiful Klapa Island. So, what you are waiting for? Please spend your time on this island, but remember to avoid littering and don't forget to apply health protocols. That was Indonesian Wonder.
They can never change your mind. My vision so clearly. Never thought better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing. No one can kill my vibe. Too bad the best will never rest. Too good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, spill me this. Everyone listen up. Everyone has to know. What you got? All you got is-
do is show what you got, baby. Chasing big dreams even though they might seem crazy. All you gotta do is show what you got, baby. Everyone has to know.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about sakit, which means sick, so stay tuned. Listener, here is the conversation entitled Saya sudah mendaftar via telepon, which means I have registered by phone. This dialogue is between Kevin and a clinic security officer. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah Bapak sudah mendaftar?
Oh ya, saya sudah mendaftar via telepon.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Sudah, sudah, which means have. Sudah mendaftar, which means have registered. Via telepon, which means by phone. Apakah Bapak sudah mendaftar? Apakah Bapak sudah mendaftar? Which means, have you registered? Saya sudah mendaftar via telepon. Saya sudah mendaftar via telepon. Which means, I have registered by phone. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, saya sudah mendaftar via telepon. Saya sudah mendaftar via telepon, which means I have registered by phone. The expression is used to state a finished activity. There is the word sudah, which means have. To state a finished activity, you can use the word sudah, which means have before a verb. For example, saya sudah mendaftar via telepon. Saya sudah mendaftar via telepon, which means I have registered by phone. Let's listen to the other examples. Apakah Bapak sudah mengambil obat? Apakah Bapak sudah mengambil obat? Which means, have you got the medicine? Ya, saya sudah mengambil obat tadi. Ya, saya sudah mengambil obat tadi. Which means, yes, I have. Apakah kamu sudah meminum obat? Apakah kamu sudah meminum obat? Which means, have you taken the medicine? Ya, aku sudah minum obat. Ya, aku sudah minum obat. Which means, yes, I have. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah Bapak sudah mendaftar?
Oh ya, saya sudah mendaftar via telepon.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Dan langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya ke dalam hidup. Cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyi pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Oh, 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 oh. For the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya
berdua.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Java entitled Re Ayore. The song Re Ayore was composed by East Haryanto and popularized by keroncong singer Mus Mulyadi in the 1970s. After that, many singers performed the song in several versions. One of them is Didi Kempot. The lyrics of the song contain a call for friends to go to Tunjungan, one of the roads that has an economic contribution as well as historical value in Surabaya, East Java. Besides, visitors can do window shopping to do the goods at the shops. They are also expected to let know a girl who sells cingur salad. If you do not have any money, it's no problem as long as you want to hang out along with your friends. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Re Ayore by Didi Kempot.
Es, malam minggu, krimis bisa. Jadi pengen apel, pengen di duit. Sebenarnya dok ya.
Re Ayore, melaku-melaku neng tunjungan.
Campur nganggo timun.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dorang ngerteni lungamu neng endi pirang taun anggonku goleki sepene durung bisa namoni
listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.